And here's the intro. CARE, one of the world's largest private international aid agencies, is in Copenhagen this week at the UN Climate Conference. Their goal is to put pressure on delegates to frame a new global treaty that recognizes the particular vulnerability and value of poor women. VOA's Francis Alonso reports. And here's your text. Christina Chan, a senior policy analyst for the group, says the climate agreement needs to put women at the center of the world's response to climate change. She says this means ensuring women's active and meaningful participation at all levels of policymaking.
Some countries want that text eliminated, and leaving it out could mean that adaptation money is not spent on things that make a difference in the lives of people most affected by climate change. So it's not just about nice words. It matters how money is allocated and how it's targeted, and that when it's targeted effectively. And from 60 years of experience, we know that empowering women means effective change.
Chan adds that gender balance in decision-making is needed from the local levels all the way up to global policymaking.
Men and women live within social structures and systems and policies, and they really need the enabling environment, the legislation, the policy change to scale up the type of things that they're doing on the ground, to really scale up the work that they're doing so that it does make a difference in the big picture.
A recent United Nations Population Fund report found that women in poor, less developed countries are bearing the brunt of climate change. The report says women are the most at risk because of traditional roles of tending to the family, cooking, collecting water, and farming. Chan says that CARE has been imploring delegates to not to forget the poorest and most vulnerable people around the world. She says the current negotiating text that parties are working on does include gender equality in the language. Chan adds that the governments of Lesotho and Denmark have highlighted the need for more female posts under the convention as well as a treaty addressing the needs and rights of women. CARE says other countries supporting the language include Finland, Ecuador, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Bolivia, the European Union, Iceland, Norway, and several countries within the African bloc of nations. Chan says, however, the United States has not been vocal about including gender equality in the negotiating text. Kate Gordon, energy policy expert at the Center for American Progress, says the United States has not put forth a formal position on gender equality in the discussion and adds that the Obama administration is very committed to the issue.
The U.S. likely doesn't have a position at this point. I don't think the U.S. has taken a formal position. And, you know, that's most likely because there are so many issues the U.S. is dealing with. Going into Copenhagen, working with Congress here at home on energy and climate legislation. But I will say that we know that Secretary Clinton, you know, both historically and in her current position, is very focused on the central role of women in global issues and in foreign policy.
Negotiators from 192 nations are in Copenhagen trying to hammer out a global warming treaty, balancing the economic concerns of rich nations with the demands of developing countries, who say they would suffer most from a warmer planet. President Barack Obama and about 100 other world leaders plan to attend the conference next week. I'm Francis Alonso, VOA News, Washington.